Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Man, last episode was too lighthearted. You got anything like really difficult and also really recent?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How are you doing, man?
How can you say last episode was too lighthearted? Am I going to have to show you how to search for things that aren't devastatingly traumatic?
I mean, you can if you want to, but I'm probably not going to change who I am.
Don't you get enough of this on Tuesdays? Well, come on, man.
How you doing, man?
I mean, obviously, I'm not great, but I'm here. And this is an interesting case. Always interested to see, because we don't really know what we're talking about. As far as John wrote this one, I only know what you said in the intro. So why don't you go ahead and get us rolling?
All right. We're going to be talking about a very recent case. And this is one that I don't know if your algorithm is showing you this, because I know you see a lot of like Kelly Clarkson and stuff, but for my
National
algorithm,
treasure, by the way,
for my algorithm, this one has been all over it. So we're going to go to San Fernando, California, a seemingly random daytime shooting outside of a Chase bank is absolutely blowing up TikTok. So police looked at this and initially they thought that this was a robbery gone wrong. But as they began to investigate it further, they think that they have found a murder for hire plot orchestrated by one person who you should have seen protecting this woman who was shot and murdered. So we're going to be talking about Yanesia Torres, and the person that should have been protecting her was her own husband.
Yeah, she was 35 years old, mother of two, and her life was stolen in an act of cold-blooded betrayal. It's a case fueled by greed, deception, and a very carefully planned execution that really unraveled faster than the killers anticipated and planned their getaway plan. Torres was a hardworking mom, raised her children again in San Fernando. From the outside, her life seemed stable. She had been married for years, and together she and her husband had built what appeared to be the typical American nuclear family successful life. But behind closed doors, John, things were not as perfect as they seemed.
Over time, it seems as if the couple's relationship had deteriorated. And this is a very, very new case, so details are still emerging as to what exactly led to their split. But what we do know is that the separation wasn't amicable. And for her husband, the divorce wasn't enough. He wanted her gone. Authorities believe that he saw a major opportunity, and that was the couple's $200,000 life insurance policy that was in her name. And that payout would be his way out of a failing marriage, and instead of just walking away, he decided to have her killed.
But he wasn't going to do it himself. He knew that he couldn't get away with it, so he got the help of four other men to carry out this plan. Though it's not clear exactly when he started planning this or setting things in motion, investigators have uncovered a trail of financial transactions, phone calls, and meetings that suggest that this has been in the works for quite some time. On February 10th, it was a normal afternoon in San Fernando. Yanesia had errands to run, including a stop at Chase Bank that you mentioned earlier, and surveillance footage shows that that day, she was walking toward the entrance, unaware that she was being watched and essentially followed for this crime.
You can see in the video that as she's walking away, a man approached her with a gun and opened fire. And this is just awful. I mean, she tried her best to get away, but this man's persistence he wasn't going away without finishing the job. Multiple shots rang out. And again, this is not at nighttime. This was in broad daylight. And this sent bystanders into an absolute panic. She collapsed and she was fatally wounded and her attacker ran off. At first, as I said, we thought this was a botched robbery. The police thought this as well, but witnesses described the gunman fleeing the scene. He jumped into a waiting car. Security cameras captured the getaway vehicle speeding away. So police at that point had their first major lead.
In the hours following the murder, detectives combed through the surveillance footage, witness statements, and phone records, and the getaway car was the first piece of crucial evidence, which led police to a group of guys who were all tied to one person, and that was Yesenia's husband. On February 11th, the day after the murder, investigators already had their suspicions. They weren't dealing with a random street crime or a robbery gone wrong. This was indeed a hit.
Over the next few days, detectives would unravel this intricate web of deception. They found evidence that her husband had not only orchestrated the murder, but had also recruited at least four other men to help make this happen. Among them, there was the gunman who actually pulled the trigger, the getaway driver, and then two additional accomplices who may have acted as intermediaries. One theory is that one of these accomplices was responsible for hiring the actual shooter, which would put distance between the husband and the crime. But again, this is all really, really early. You know, this is as reported from media outlets over there. I think this is going to be a story that just continues to unfold, and we think the web is complicated now. I think it's only going to become clearer and clearer as the case goes on.
On February 15th, they did arrest all five individuals, including her husband. They were charged with murder, conspiracy, potentially even special circumstances that could lead to life in prison without the possibility of parole, which I guess if you're out there putting hits on people, that's not out of the question. And the case is pretty solid. They have all of this evidence already. Like you said, this was a couple weeks ago, and they already have all this laid out, including the motive, the means, and the physical evidence.
$200,000, Jamie, that may sound like a lot of money. You and I were spending some time together last night, and we asked the question, like, how much money would it take for you to comfortably retire, like, right now? I can assure you, $200,000, not even close.
Not even close. Would it help? Sure, but it's not going to be doing that. Like you said, it's all over social media. This happened in broad daylight in California. So this is going to be, I think, a high-profile case as it moves forward. And just really hoping we get justice for Yesenia sooner rather than later. If they already have all this evidence, will we be able to have a speedy trial? I really hope so.
Guys, that's going to do it for this episode of True Crime to Go. We appreciate you sticking around with us.
That's a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.